You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 12, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The secret history of school vouchers, what they hide. In February 2026, the National Education Association issued a powerful report on the history of school voucher programs, and it connects today's policies to the segregation academies of the mid-20th century. The report warns that modern expansions actively threaten public school funding for Black and Brown students. Many people view school choice as a modern path to educational freedom. However, history reveals a much darker story. These ongoing struggles reflect the historic resilience of African American families, who have fought for generations to protect their children. By examining the history behind these headlines, one can trace the mechanisms of school vouchers. They have evolved from Jim Crow-era tools into contemporary, multi-billion-dollar initiatives. Following the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision in 1954, white Southern leaders fought back. Senator Harry F. Baynard of Virginia led a campaign of massive resistance to classroom integration. To bypass federal law, Southern states created state tuition grants. These grants were the direct precursors to modern school vouchers. White families used public money to enroll their children in private, white-only segregation academies. The state defunded public schools to fund private segregation. This policy ensured that white children remained separated from Black children. By 1969, 7 Southern states had enacted voucher systems. More than 200 segregation academies operated across the region. Prince Edward County, Virginia, took this strategy to an extreme level. In 1959, the County Board of Supervisors completely defunded and closed the entire public school system. For 5 years, public education did not exist in Prince Edward County.
White students attended the private Prince Edward Academy using state-funded vouchers. Meanwhile, Black families had to find makeshift classrooms in churches or send their children away. This forced school closure had a devastating, long-term impact on Black children. A 1964 study by Dr. Robert L. Green found that 100 out of 700 Black children received virtually no formal education during these 5 years. And these children completed an average of one fewer year of schooling compared to neighboring counties. This policy created a lost generation of Black children. The multi-year disruption caused literacy exclusion and lowered academic expectations for future generations. It inflicted deep trauma and persistent racial divides that remain today. The Supreme Court finally intervened in 1964, ruling that counties cannot close public schools to avoid integration. This dark chapter highlights how school vouchers were weaponized against Black children. While Southern politicians fought integration, neoliberal economist Milton Friedman proposed a free market school model. In his 1955 essay, Friedman introduced the modern school voucher concept. Neoliberalism is an economic and political philosophy emphasizing free markets, deregulation, and privatization. Friedman argued that public education was a government monopoly. He believed that introducing competition would improve school quality. Friedman acknowledged that his system could lead to exclusively white or colored schools. However, early neoliberal advocates saw desegregation backlash as a strategic opportunity. They used the race-neutral language of parental rights to advance privatization. Segregationist lawmakers quickly adopted this free market framing. This allowed them to defend segregation using terms like personal liberty and choice. This shifted the language of education away from a collective democratic good. Consequently, the rhetoric of choice began to obscure the realities of racial exclusion. Today, school choice has evolved into a nationwide movement. More than 30 states now operate voucher programs. In recent years, red state legislatures have rapidly adopted education savings accounts, or ESAs. An education savings account is a publicly funded, government-authorized savings account. State education funds are deposited directly into an account controlled by parents. Standard vouchers are restricted strictly to private school tuition. In contrast, ESAs offer broad flexibility for multiple non-tuition educational expenditures. Parents can spend ESA funds on homeschooling materials, curriculum, textbooks, and private tutoring. They can customize education with online programs and specialized therapies. ESAs represent the fastest-growing form of universal school choice eligibility. Many states have expanded these programs to cover all students, regardless of income. However, civil rights advocates warn that these programs are achieving the same segregative results as their historical predecessors. This modern shift threatens the historical progress of African-American education, which has always been a cornerstone of community advancement. Modern voucher programs use race-neutral language, but they legally facilitate resegregation. They achieve this through selective admissions, lack of transportation, and high tuition top-offs. Private schools accepting vouchers are not subject to public school regulations. They can legally use selective admissions to deny students based on academic records or disciplinary history. Additionally, most voucher programs do not fund student transportation. This creates an insurmountable geographic barrier for low-income families. Furthermore, private tuition often exceeds the value of a voucher. Low-income families cannot afford the out-of-pocket top-offs to pay the balance.
Consequently, wealthy white families utilize the majority of universal vouchers. This concentrates public money in historically segregated spaces. Low-income black and brown students are left behind in underfunded public systems. Thus, the structural barriers effectively reproduce the division of the past. Modern vouchers directly impact public school funding formulas. These formulas combine local, state, and federal revenues to allocate school budgets. Public school budgets are heavily tied to per-pupil enrollment. When a student leaves for a private school, the public district loses that per-pupil allocation. This causes severe local budget deficits. School districts have high fixed operating costs that do not decrease proportionally. They must still pay for building maintenance, utilities, administration, and debt service. A public school cannot easily downsize facility costs when only a few students leave a classroom. Therefore, the loss of per-pupil funding directly degrades remaining programs and services. It leaves black and brown students in resource-starved classrooms. Historically, black communities have fought to secure educational equity, recognizing that combating systemic oppression requires strong, fully funded institutions. To combat these funding threats, civil rights groups are mobilizing. The NAACP has issued a strong warning about the harmful effects of school choice. Founded in 1909, the NAACP is America's oldest and largest civil rights organization. It was created by an interracial coalition of reformers in response to anti-black violence. The organization's legal team spearheaded the litigation that dismantled Jim Crow segregation. Most notably, they won the landmark Brown v. Board of Education decision in 1954. Today, the NAACP fights to prevent racial discrimination and ensure equal funding.
In 2025, the NAACP issued a stern resolution warning that school choice initiatives drain vital funding from public schools. These programs cause budget cuts, staff layoffs, and school closures in districts serving students of color. The NAACP continues to push for resource-rich public schools and resist policies that divert public funds. Their resistance serves as a direct shield against the dismantling of public education infrastructure. On the opposing side of this legal battle is the Institute for Justice. Founded in 1991, the Institute for Justice, or IJ, is a national, libertarian, nonprofit, public interest law firm. It litigates to promote free market ideals, economic liberty, and school choice. IJ has historically served as the preeminent legal defender of voucher programs. They have successfully argued and won landmark school choice cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. The organization operates on the belief that choice-driven competition is essential to education reform. They argue that parents, rather than bureaucrats, should choose educational settings. In November 2023, IJ partnered with EdChoice to transition its traditional voucher defense to a new litigation arm. This allowed IJ to focus on challenging regulatory barriers to alternative education models. Despite this transition, IJ remains a powerful force in pushing for private education subsidies. Their work continues to shape the legal landscape in favor of privatization efforts. The debate over school vouchers is not a new phenomenon. It is a continuation of a struggle that began during the era of massive resistance. While proponents frame vouchers in terms of choice, the historical record shows a different reality.
Siphoning funds from public systems has consistently harmed marginalized communities. To understand modern education debates, one must analyze these historical roots.
Utilizing Black Studies perspectives allows researchers to trace these connections and protect the right to equitable education. Today, the struggle to defend public education continues. The future of Black and Brown students depends on ensuring that public funds support the common good. Copyright, African Elements.